Only One Way to God, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. I am the way and the truth and the life, no one goes to the Father except by me. John 14 verse 6. Many ways to find God are being offered to people by false religious teachers, but in all the confusion it is good to hear our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, say, I am the way. If there ever was a time when we need to listen to His voice, it seems that that time is now. No one will deny that we are living in uncertain times, but when Jesus first spoke these words, the times were just as uncertain. There was much religious and traditional teaching, but very little truth. Jesus said to the Pharisees, a religious sect, it is no use for them to worship me, because they teach man-made rules as though they were my laws. Matthew 15 verse 9. No doubt, there are many in this confused world today who, like Thomas, are asking the question, how can we know the way? Perhaps they may not be asking it aloud, but the question is in many troubled hearts just the same. At one time there was that doubt in my own heart and mind, but thank God it is no longer there, because when Jesus said, I am the way, that was enough for me. Ever since Adam disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, man has been trying to find the way to get back to God. Some will even deny that man ever went astray. They say, in effect, that when a child is born into the world, it is already pure and all that is needed is just to keep it that way. So they proceed in their vain efforts to do just that. They seem to think that if they can get them to church, give them a proper training and at a certain age, get them accepted as a church member, that in time this will get them into heaven. We therefore hear much talk about training young people, but very little about the need for young people to accept Christ as Savior. Of course, it is perfectly natural for man to think that he can work his way back to God. When Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, they tried to cover themselves to hide their nakedness. They ran away from God and hid themselves in among the trees of the garden. When Adam sinned, instead of confessing his sin to the Lord, he ran away from Him. There was only one way for Adam to be brought back to God and be made acceptable in His presence, and God took the first step. He looked and called for Adam and found him hiding among the trees. The Lord God made clothes out of animal skins. And He clothed Adam and Eve. Genesis 3 verse 21. Notice that the Lord did the searching, the finding and providing. In this we see God's provision for poor, guilty sinners. Jesus Christ is God's Son. God is the one who sent Him into the world. God is the one who laid all our sins on Him. He endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain that we should have borne. All the while we thought that His suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins He was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment He suffered, made whole by the blows He received. All of us were like sheep that were lost, each of us going his own way, but the Lord made the punishment fall on Him, the punishment all of us deserved. Isaiah 53 verse 4-6. We sometimes hear it expressed that man went astray through Adam's disobedience, but is restored through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for Christ died for sins once and for all, a good man on behalf of sinners, in order to lead you to God. He was put to death physically, but made alive spiritually. 1 Peter 3 verse 18. There is only one way to God, and that way is not a system of rules or regulations or a code of conduct, but through a glorious living person, Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven and lived a life that was absolutely without sin. Even those who hated Him the most could not find any fault in Him, and Judas, the one who betrayed Him, acknowledged that he had betrayed an innocent man. Matthew 27 verse 4. So we see that the innocent one who suffered for the guilty brings the guilty to God in an acceptable way. Every living man is no more than a puff of wind. Psalms 39 verse 5. This statement from God's Word makes it clear that we are only frail and weak at best, and that what He requires from us is to realize our need of Him and of His saving power. People in good health do not need a doctor, so it is with the self-righteous. They think they do not need a Savior, but God said, even our best actions are filthy through and through. Isaiah 64 verse 6. It will take something better than our best actions to make us fit to stand before God. It would require a right relationship with God, and that we only find in Christ. God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By Him we are put right with God, we become God's holy people and are set free. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. Christ was without sin, but for our sake God made Him share our sin in order that in union with Him we might share the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. Our sins stand between us and God, but Jesus Christ suffered the punishment for them on the cross, thereby pleasing God. He is able, now and always, to save those who come to God through Him. Jesus is the faithful witness. Revelation 1 verse 5, and He has promised that He will not turn away any who come to Him, John 6 verse 37. To come to Him simply means to turn from your sinful life, to turn your back on the world, to ask God to forgive you and purify you. When you have accepted the Lord and His forgiveness, He will give you His peace and joy. There is only one way to God, dear reader. May you hear the Lord Jesus Christ as He says, "I am the way." Kneel down now and talk to Him and tell Him about your life. Tell Him you are sorry, ask Him to forgive you, to be merciful to you a sinner, to purify you, to make you His child and to give you everlasting life. He promised that He will do it, so believe Him and get up with assurance in your heart that He has heard you and the work is done. Go then and sin no more, and if you find that you are weak, ask the Lord Jesus to strengthen you and give you victory over sin. Be determined to turn from the things of the world, and you will find that He will not only give you peace and joy which the world cannot give, but you will find such a delight in serving God that you will not even miss the pleasures of the world, for the things of the world are but for a moment, but what God gives, is forever. Turn now to Him who is the way, the truth and the life. The deceiver. Satan cheated Adam and Eve by giving them a lie for the truth. He offered them what did not belong to Him and He gave them sorrow for joy and death for life. False righteousness. Satan will offer you a false righteousness, as your own righteousness which is filthy through and through instead of the true righteousness of Jesus, obtained only by turning from sin and putting your faith in Jesus Christ. False peace. Satan will give you a false peace by telling you that all people are God's children and will go to heaven. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You are the children of your father, the devil, and you want to follow your father's desires." John 8 verse 44. John the Apostle writes, "Whoever continues to sin belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the very beginning. The Son of God appeared for this very reason, to destroy what the devil had done. Whoever is a child of God does not continue to sin, for God's very nature is in him, and because God is his Father, he cannot continue to sin." This is the clear difference between God's children and the devil's children. Anyone who does not do what is right or does not love his brother is not God's child. 1 John 3 verse 8-10. We can only become the children of God by being born again. Some, however, did receive Him and believed in Him, so He gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God Himself was their father. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. A person is born physically of human parents, but he is born spiritually of the Spirit. John 1 verse 12-13 and 3 verse 3 and 6. Satan tells you that there is no hell, no God, no judgment and no resurrection. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, shows you your sins and shows you Jesus the sin-bearer, the Son of God who takes away the sin of the world. False joy. The devil tries to give you false joy, and will give you worldly desires. These, however, cannot satisfy the longing of your soul. Neither beer nor liquor can quench the thirst of your soul. Jesus offered the Samaritan woman at the well life-giving water that would quench her thirst. John 4 verse 5-13. Jesus is the fountain of life. If we drink of the water that He gives, that water will be in us like a living spring which leads to eternal life. Do not be deceived by the devil's false, empty joy that only ends in eternal sorrow in hell. False light. The devil appears as a false light. He likes to appear as an angel of light. Before his fall he was the most beautiful angel, but is so no longer. He tries to make sin appear very attractive and beautiful, so as to tempt you and to hold you captive, but this light is a false light. When Jesus the Son of Righteousness appears, the devil's light will fade away. God's light will reveal the ugliness of the so-called glory of Satan. False way. The devil tries to lead you the wrong way. There is only one way that leads to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth and the life." Satan tells you that he has a better way, a broader road on which many walk, but he does not show you the end of that road which leads to hell. What you think is the right road may lead to death. Stupid people always think they are right. Wise people listen to advice. Righteousness is the road to life, wickedness is the road to death. Proverbs 14 verse 12 and 12 verse 15 and 28. False riches. The riches which the devil gives are false riches. The rich man was deceived, for when he died he went to hell. Judas was tempted by 30 pieces of silver. By betraying Jesus, he lost eternal life, eternal peace, eternal joy and eternal riches. Satan will give you a stone for bread, a scorpion for an egg and a serpent for a fish. In Jesus we have eternal riches that will never fade away. Matthew 7 verse 7-11. Much more could be said, but this is sufficient to warn you to follow the true shepherd who gave his life for you. Follow the true light, which is Jesus. Receive the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, be a branch of the true vine. Listen to Jesus the true prophet and not to the devil's prophets. Turn from your idols, false gods, and serve the true God. Be a true worshipper and worship God in spirit and in truth. Jesus is the true bread that satisfies and gives eternal life. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, what a man sows he will reap. Do not let the devil deceive you any longer, but follow Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.